Adventure in the Big Apple, written by Paul Shipton. Jane and Alex were in New York to see their cousin Dan. On the first day, they visited Central Park.
What do you want to see in the Big Apple?
I don't know. Big cities are scary. We live in a small village.
Jane liked to read crime stories. A lot of them were about New York. This was her first time in New York, and she was worried. The three children decided to leave the park.
There are lots of fantastic shops in New York. Let's go shopping.
Okay.
Great idea.
Suddenly, a man with a bag under one arm pushed past them.
Out of my way.
Hey, be careful.
There was something on the ground. Dan picked it up and looked at it.
Look, that man dropped a piece of paper. Let's see what it says.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Outside the park, the children walked towards the shops. But a police officer stopped them.
I'm sorry, you can't go this way. There was a robbery at the jewelry shop this morning. A man stole a famous diamond.
The children walked away.
Wait a minute. I'm sure that man in the park was the thief. Maybe the famous diamond was in his bag.
Yes, I think you're right, Jane.
Dan pulled the note out of his pocket.
It's about a meeting. Perhaps the thief wants to sell the diamond to someone. But where is the meeting? I don't understand this note. It mentions a famous French woman. Who's that?
I know. There are lots of people from different countries at the United Nations. Perhaps the thief is meeting a French woman on a boat on the East River, outside the United Nations.
Jane opened her guidebook. A moment later, she started to run off.
No, follow me.
They called for a yellow taxi and jumped into the back seat.
Take us to Battery Park, please.
Where's Battery Park?
It's a little park at the bottom of Manhattan. You can catch ferries near there.
When they arrived, Jane asked Dan a question.
Which way is the ferry to the Statue of Liberty?
Soon they were on the ferry.
Why are we here, Jane?
The Statue of Liberty was a present from the people of France. I think the statue is the famous French woman in the note.
The children looked at the other passengers.
Look, over there. There's the man from the park.
You were right, Jane.
The man from the park started to walk towards them.
We can call the police and tell them. They can catch him when he gets off the ferry.
There's no time. He's coming over here now.
Dan just laughed. The man from the park smiled too.
Don't worry, everyone. It's okay. This is Greg. He's my dad's friend. He's an actor.
Hello again.
The police officer from outside the jewelry store was with Greg.
I'm an actor, too. In fact, there was no robbery at the jewelry shop this morning.
Dan asked us to help him. He wanted to give you a Big Apple adventure.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It wasn't scary. It was exciting, and just like the crime stories I read.
Alex pointed at the bag under Greg's arm.
If you haven't got a diamond, what is in your bag?
It's a sign. Welcome to the Big Apple.
Your tour starts here. What do you want to see in the city?
Everything.